When it comes to children, there are distinct developmental stages, and you might expect your baby to be walking around 1 year or so and to have a vocabulary of sorts by 3. Actually, my daughter didn't start talking at all until she was 2, and we haven't actually seen her stop since. But anyway, for this week's listener, Rebecca Strutt, her third child, Liam, was a chatty and affectionate little boy, but somewhere between 2 and 3, he withdrew, and Liam was diagnosed with autism. Rebecca migrated to Australia and has no extended family here, so it was the kindness of strangers that helped, took her by surprise. And Rebecca joins me now. Welcome to Life Matters.
Good morning, Richard.
Now, can we just talk about Liam? Because initially you didn't notice anything unusual, did you?
No, he was a healthy baby boy. He was very affectionate. He never slept, but we thought that was part of being a baby. And everything was normal until between the ages of 2 and 3, the childcare centre suggested that he wasn't developing normally. And initially I just thought, you know, he's a boy, he's not talking, all will come. But unfortunately they were right in their instincts. And he was diagnosed with autism on the 23rd of December, just after his third birthday.
Gee, that's a beaut Christmas present, isn't it?
Yes, it was a sad Christmas.
Yeah, okay, so before we talk more about Liam, what about you? What do you do? Do you have other kids?
Yes, I have two healthy, happy boys who are 10 and 9 and wanted a mention on radio.
Mm-hmm.
And I work as a palliative care specialist at Liverpool Hospital, where I am today.
Okay, so you've got other children,
yes.
You're busy, you've got a demanding job.
Yes.
And now you're facing a future with a child who's autistic. That could be overwhelming.
Well, it has been. I mean, the last 2 years have been very difficult for myself and my partner. He still doesn't talk. He has some of the quirky ways that autistic children do. He's a very fussy eater. He hasn't really learnt to play. He has things called stims, where he runs around in circles or runs up and down the house.
Mm.
And he does this repetitively, maybe sometimes for hours. But we're getting used to it. But it is difficult to think that you will be a carer forever.
Yes, and some of his behaviours are even more extreme. I think
he has done some things that have frightened us, like put his head through glass windows. And I was on my own, and I had my other children, and of course ended up in tears on the floor trying to pick him up out of the glass.
Yes.
But you do have to move on, and he does now, thankfully, go to a fantastic school and a preschool. One of those places is Giant Steps in Glaysville,
yes,
which is an absolutely marvellous institution. I couldn't speak more highly for it, not only the help they give to the children, but also to the parents. And he also attends a place probably less well known, but it's the first ever long daycare centre for autistic children, which is actually in Liverpool, so reasonably close to where I work. And that's also a great place.
All right, so Liverpool, which is southwest of Sydney, and Giant Steps in Gladesville, which is on the Parramatta River, if you're not familiar with Sydney. My guest is our Meet the Listener guest, Rebecca Strutt. We are talking about about her son, who was diagnosed with autism and has been very challenging. But Rebecca, you mentioned in your letter the kindness of strangers. Mm. So who are you talking about there?
Well, I've just been reflecting over it as he's got a little bit older, we've decided that we do try to have a life. And I started looking about a year ago for respite care, which is very difficult to get. I used to dedicate every Tuesday, my day off, to try and get some respite care. And just by luck, one day I rang up the Rosedale Neighbourhood Centre and talked to the coordinator there, Carol Taylor, who suggested that I might get some help in the future when another child who was reaching adulthood would probably no longer require respite. And she has sent along two wonderful men, one called Chris and another one called Peter Murden, Peter comes every fortnight and has achieved some milestones that I hadn't been able to achieve myself with Liam, and takes Liam out for 5 hours every Sunday, every fortnight, and has him running along the beach, having a great time. He just loves it. As soon as he arrives, he just runs out to the car and they go off for an outing.
Wow.
And why I've reflected on this is that I never knew these people. I never would have come into contact with them. They don't do it for money. They do it for reasons of, they're just kind people who want to put something back into society. Sometimes I know that Chris, one of the carers, does this as a full-time job as a carer, but Peter just does it as a one-off on a Sunday every fortnight because he already has a job and a family and a life, but he does this in addition to the other things he does in life.
And it's made a big difference to Liam.
Well, I mean, it's lovely to see him doing things that other children do. It's one thing having time off, but if you think your child isn't enjoying themselves,
yes,
it's not really possible to enjoy yourself. But so I can actually enjoy myself because I know Liam's very happy.
And it's a bit of respite for you, of course, too.
5 hours is a long time. You can do a lot in 5 hours.
You can. You can also just sit outside and have a glass of wine, which you might need to do every now and again.
I will do, especially. I like a glass of wine occasionally. So at the moment, we're trying to sort of catch up on some films and things. But I'm sure when summer comes, there'll just be time to sit in the garden.
Lovely. Now, I know we have to let you go fairly soon, apart from we'll crush into the news otherwise, but you are about to host a morning tea, disability, in fact, which got a mention earlier on the show with Rhonda Galbally. Can you tell us about what you're doing?
Well, I'm just having a morning tea in my office for all the staff, all the doctors, the nurses, the secretaries. As you said, it's Disability Day, and it's to have a morning tea to raise awareness for the National Disability Insurance Scheme, which is something very close at heart to parents who have a disabled child, because we worry about their future all the time, and this is one way in which we know they will have something or financial or whatever to help them in the future, and that somebody will be looking after them when we're gone.
All right. Well, look, thank you for telling your story, Rebecca. Thanks for being my guest today.
So thank you to all those strangers out there who provide respite for parents.
Yeah. It's amazing work. I'm so glad people do that. That is Rebecca Strutt, who is our Life Matters Meet the Listener guest today.